Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Aren't you glad you're here this morning? Hebrews chapter number 6. I normally don't title my Sunday school lessons, but I did this one just because over the next few Sundays, morning messages, I'm going to go to places I've not been on a Sunday morning. Normally, Sunday morning messages are more evangelical, you know, evangelism type thing, because you got a lot of people here. But because I've been dealing with the book of Hebrews and it's convicted me and of because as a pastor of this church, I want to bring our church along and to get you out of milk to meat, okay? I know you're here for Sunday school and you get meat in Sunday school, but a lot of people in our Sunday morning worship, they're new and they don't come to Sunday school and they choke on some things, okay? And so over the next few weeks, I'm going to try, not just y'all, I think y'all are really heading in the right direction because you're here. But our Sunday morning glories, I say that with love, and you know, some people can't make it early, I understand that. And I'm going to be careful how I say this. But they need to grow from milk to meat. And so as a pastor, I got under real conviction about this thing, about Paul was told the church at Corinth, by now you should have been teachers. And you're still babes. The book of Hebrews, we just finished chapter number 5, said, you're still in a bottle. And I look at our church, and we have Bible teaching, but still there's a lot of people that are still on the baby bottle. And a lot of them come on Sunday morning in our worship service. Again, that's their business, okay? So I just want you to know, on the next quite a few Sunday mornings, we're going to start running a plow deep, and it's going to hit some roots, okay? And when I see somebody frown or upset, then I'm going to stop for a while and dig on that root a while because it must have hit something, okay? And so I just want you to be aware. I want us to grow together. And so the title of my lesson is literally, Pilgrims Must Make Progress. You ever heard of the book, Pilgrim's Progress? John Bunyan, I've read it. Not many, many times, but a few times over and over. Matter of fact, the kids, and Kyla could tell you this, when they were all growing up in our household, that was one of the things that they were homeschooled. So that was one of the things they read. And I say had to read. They enjoyed it. You know, the story of the Christian and his walk and all that. It's really great. If you haven't read Pilgrim's Progress, I want to encourage you to pick it up and read it. It was the best-selling book in all history, aside from a King James Bible, most read book in all the world for hundreds of years, Pilgrim's Progress. Anyway, so with that in mind, I thought of that. Pilgrims must make progress. If we're not making a progress, we're backing up, okay? And I wrote something here, then we'll get into Hebrews chapter number 6. And I got two pages here, and I was going to go into verse number I had all intentions to go in verse number 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8, and 9. But I won't say I got bogged down, but there's so much information in verses 1 through 3. That verses 4 and all, and 6 is probably the most controversial passage in all of Scripture. One of the most controversial passages. It's interpreted in different ways. So I wanted to give one Sunday just to that. Verses 4, 5, and 6, and look at that. So this week, we're just going to do verses 1 through 3. And just again, as a background, these Hebrew believers had become discouraged. And you're going to see this, let us go on. Those ain't coming back. Who's left? Some had become discouraged, and some had become dissatisfied. Talking about the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, because they had nothing that they could see, nothing that they could handle or touch, and the way that for centuries Judaism had given them through ceremonies and feasts and rituals, holy days, all these sacrifices and all these things that they had a part in. They placed their hands on them. Okay, and we're going to look at that about laying on of hands and baptisms and all these things. You have to remember, and these believers, of course, they came out of Judaism into Christianity. And man, what a change. Matter of fact, the types had been given away to the antitype. Now, that may be deep for some of y'all, but the types would be what we're looking at, the sacrifices and all the things that pointed to Christ. Christ was that antitype. In other words, he was the real thing. All these others were shadows of the substance. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. This is why Paul is talking about, y'all can't handle some of this stuff, okay? You're still babes, and we're growing together in this. And that's what in this chapter, he said, now let us go on from those types to the antitype. And some of those Jews, they choked on it, the believers. They choked on it. And they couldn't handle it, so they went back to Judaism because they were used to, they went from the shadows to the substance, Jesus Christ. And it all went back to the basic of the lack of faith or unbelief in God. Remember, we talked about that in earlier chapters, how the Hebrew people, they're walking, they were delivered out of Egypt, and they had Canaan, that land that flowed with milk and honey, but because of unbelief, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and if I could use this term, all of them dropped dead who was over the age of 20 except for Caleb and Joshua. Everyone else dropped dead. Can you imagine walking in circles? It would have took them, if I remember right, about 11 days trip or whatever it was to get into Canaan. They just walked in circles for 40 years. Can you imagine? We just buried Uncle Frank there, a month ago, and here we are going to say, anyway, it was because of the unbelief. That's the reason they didn't enter into rest. Remember, we talked about enter into rest. They didn't enter into their rest because of unbelief. And these are believers. So the same thing is taking place here. Paul is making these Hebrew believers aware of this. Now, let's read the first three verses of Hebrews chapter 6. Beginning verse number 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. We're moving on. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God and of doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. Man, there is so much here. I thought I could get through this. I was putting the lesson out here this week, kind of writing. Well, there it is. I just couldn't get out of it. There's so much here. I wanted to move on to verse number 4. But just these three verses, the word therefore, you've learned already as a Bible student that the word therefore is there for a reason. Literally, it's there for a reason. And it takes us back to verses 11 and 14 of chapter number 5. Remember the principle that Paul had laid out. And he said, therefore, something had been stated previously. And based on that, the fact, therefore, based on what was previously said in verses number 11 through 14, we talked about it, that Paul had rebuked the Hebrews for their spiritual laziness and compared them to babies taking milk when they should have by now been eating meat. Therefore, okay. A strong, powerful word. Okay, and a lot of us just move on and from it. We try to get into other Bible reading. But let me tell you, every word of God is pregnant with information. Every word. So that word, therefore, is very important. It takes us back to Paul's previous statement there in the previous chapter.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.